It's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. Follow us Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Mine's Joe Pesh Radio for social media, and Alex's is Yo Alex Raps with a Z. Are you average with this? I don't know as much about Live the Web Girl, but from conversations I have with Alex, way above average on this one. The average person spends over an hour a day doing this. Alex, with the clue I just gave you saying I think you're above average, what do you think the average person spends over an hour a day doing?
Napping?
No, but I think we're both above average on that. How long's your naps?
2 hours.
Live the Web Girl, you have a guess what the average person does at least for an hour a day. Not napping.
I legitimately have zero idea.
Tooting? Right.
Texting!
That could be one, but no. What we're actually looking for is watching Netflix.
Oh, I do way more than an hour, because one episode's an hour. I'm never just watching one episode.
A new study found if you add up all the time you spend watching Netflix, it averages out to about 1 hour, 11 minutes per day. And if you break that down some more, that's 434 hours a year, or 18 entire days in a year. Now, does that seem like a lot to you?
Yeah, I guess so.
I hope so, because here's the thing. That's approximately twice as much time as we spend with our family on average.
Ooh,
that's
yeah.
Not good. And 4 times more than we spend exercising, which, okay, who actually likes to exercise? Nobody.
No one.
How much would you say if the average person does 1 hour a day on Netflix you're doing, Alex?
I would say probably five.
Five a day?
Probably.
What the heck are you watching?
I binge stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I mean, yesterday I tried to watch more of Ozark. I gave up on that. I'm done. You guys are nuts.
How are you giving up on Ozark?
Because I've watched almost the entire first season and I still think it sucks. I'm not going to keep dedicating more time. I'm not into it. It's boring. Comparing it to Breaking Bad, it's like not even a question which show is better.
No.
I mean, by
episode two,
I was electrified by Breaking Bad. This one is so boring.
Something's wrong with you.
No, I just, I know.
How do you not appreciate both?
I actually think my television palette is just more refined than your alls. I just think I know better shows than you guys. And I don't think Ozark is that great. It's okay. It's not that good.
Oh, please somebody defend Ozark. 317-239-1009. Live the Web Girl, what's your average time? You're always so busy. Do you watch anything?
Honestly, I feel like most days I go without watching any Netflix.
Okay.
So,
but do you binge though, like Alex? Because that's how they were saying it could average out to like an hour and 11 minutes. You might watch five on a day.
I haven't binged in a really long time. So I never, like if I get to watch a Netflix episode like throughout the day, it's normally one episode, or if it's like The Office, maybe two or
yeah.
like three, but I fall asleep during like the third episode at night.
See, I'm sporadic when I'm watching stuff. So I think I'm above average when you put it out there, because like I didn't watch anything on Wednesday, but on Thursday, I watched 3 episodes of Ozark, which is an amazing show. And that's like 3 hours right there
yeah.
for 3 episodes.
I don't think Ozark is as good as you think it is, Joe. I like it and I'm interested in it.
317-239-1009. I don't know if anybody will call for this, but I'm really heated about it now. I don't want to do anything else. What's better, Ozark or Breaking Bad?
Breaking Bad.
How is Breaking Bad better than Ozark? 317-239-1009.
First of all, there's funny elements to it with Aaron Paul's character. I mean, that like there's some comedy
in
that.
If you're the meth head, sure, I guess that's funny.
Yeah, it is.
There's legitimately zero comedy in Ozark. It is
yeah.
so depressing and
that's the thing.
So sad. And there's never an upside. There's never anything positive or anything that goes good in that show.
Yeah, it just is draining to me. I just can't.
There's
yeah,
nothing
some
really
episodes are draining. That's why sometimes I can only handle one episode.
But it's
because
so
I'm like,
good.
Oh.
You're like,
yeah.
you're
it's
like,
so draining.
I didn't see that happening. I never saw that happening with Ozark. And I love the beginning. Hold on. Here we go. I'll quit. I'll see what people got. Good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who are we talking to? Who's this?
This is Nancy.
All right. What is it? Ozark or Breaking Bad?
Totally Ozark.
Thank you.
How?
Now explain. The mic is yours.
It's an amazing show. And the fact that it's Jason Bateman, Laura Linney, and it just gets deeper and more dark twisted every single
it's
episode.
It's like, how are they going to keep going? How are they going to
exactly.
keep doing this?
It's phenomenal.
Now, I'm not knocking Breaking Bad. The whole thing came when you said that it's not as good. I had to defend it because I say they're great, both of them.
It's just dark, it's twisted, and it just gets more involved every single episode. And the fact when the little bar comes up, next episode in 5 seconds, yes, please. I mean, who doesn't
Hey, thank you for calling in. Let's see if we can get anybody else agreeing with me or Alex here. Russell, you're in Lebanon. What's going on?
Usually, Joe, I'm not on your side. Usually what you have to say is out of line. But I got to be with you today. Ozark is much better than Breaking Bad.
How so?
The plot.
Okay, no.
Breaking Bad is all over the place. And Ozark is just, it's just wow, you know?
Wow, that was you did a great job convincing me there.
Whoa, okay.
Ozark is wow.
Alex,
sorry.
Seriously, Alex.
I'm not
hater
sure.
Alert. Hater alert. We've got a hater on the line.
Russell, my man, thank you for calling in.
Thanks.
All right. See, I mean, I think the people speak.
They don't. I'm not convinced.
Hold
sorry.
On, 3 for 3. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Who is this?
Veronica.
Hey, Veronica. Do you think Ozark is better or Breaking Bad?
Ozark.
Oh, 3 for 3.
You know what? You know what it is?
Give me this.
It's because Ozark is fresher and it just came out on Netflix for season 2. And Breaking Bad's been a few years. That's what people forget.
Breaking Bad is really good, but you can tell it's much more fictional. Ozark has a lot more real life of what's going on today, like situations.
I've seen to Alex's argument, I didn't watch Breaking Bad when it came out. I watched it on Netflix like a year ago or so. I'm way behind of it being fresh. So that and Ozark are both fresh to me, and I agree with what you just said.
I work on investigations, and a lot of everything in Ozark is like a lot of stuff that we see nowadays. Well, Breaking Bad was good, but it was funny, and that's why it was entertaining.
What do you mean you work on investigations? Now you got me kind of intrigued.
Yeah, tell us.
What are you doing?
Oh. That's not anything I can really share with you guys. But yeah, a lot of the stuff
on
there is real.
Ooh, wait, what did you say was real?
The stuff in Ozark. Stuff is happening right now. That's why it's so good. It's almost like a documentary.
So do you work with the IMPD or the FBI? Can you at least tell us
Are
that?
Are you an informant?
No, I don't. I work for a private institution, but it provides things needed for investigation. So.
Oh, yeah, I bet it does.
Well, let's say somebody wanted to investigate their co-host. What would they do?
That's a different path of your own.
Okay. All right. Hey, cool. Thank you for calling in this morning on the Joe and Alex show. Now I'm so intrigued. Listen, has anybody made an impact on you? Have you changed at all?
No.
You're not even. Are you even paying attention over
said,
here? What are
yes,
you doing?
Yes. That one guy called in and said, Ozark is just wow. Okay. Well, I'm not. That's not going to convince me.
Tyler,
sorry.
You're.
I know what you're going to say, Joe, but like it was. I'm trying to type fast, okay?
Okay, Tyler, I almost swore in the air. You're in Carter Township. Good morning. What show is better, Breaking Bad or Ozark? You'll be the last one on this one.
Breaking Bad.
Okay.
Thank you, finally.
Now, break it down more than one word, or otherwise Alex can't use you as a point.
Okay, first off, Lauren Linney can't act. And
whoa,
B,
dude, shots fired.
What's that?
I said, shots fired. Take it easy. I think she's a great actress.
You're going to compare the two shows. Why wouldn't you compare Breaking Bad to, like, Better Call Saul? It's on the same TV network.
Now, that is a great show, too. Why can't all these shows be great?
Yeah, well, there can only be one winner.
Okay. Well, hey, Tyler.
Breaking Bad, though, is way better than Ozark.
Thank you, Tyler. To be fair, Tyler's just as bad as Michael.
Yeah, well, you know, it's early. We'll cut you some slack. It's early.
Katie on Twitter says that Breaking Bad before Ozark any day.
Thank you, Katie.
Oh, wow. All right. There we go. I say I won that one.